Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece about Pat Gelsinger, Intel's former CEO, and his spicy take on NVIDIA's AI GPU pricing.
Ooh, spicy take, you say? I'm all ears. Lay it on me, what's the gist?
Well, Gelsinger basically said NVIDIA's GPUs are way overpriced for AI inferencing, like 10,000 times more expensive than they need to be.
10,000? Whoa, that's a bold claim. Did he elaborate or just drop the mic and walk away after that bombshell?
He gave some reasoning. He believes GPUs are optimized for training, not inferencing. He thinks something else, likely less costly, could be much more effective for inferencing tasks.
I see. Interesting. But isn't NVIDIA, like, the name in AI hardware right now? Didn't Gelsinger kinda compliment Jensen Huang's tenacity in the same breath? What's that all about?
Yeah, it's kinda a mixed bag. He acknowledges Huang's vision and foresight in sticking with graphics processing, which led to their current AI dominance. He even admits Huang got lucky with AI's rise, but he also suggests that NVIDIA got a little, carried away with the pricing on their current GPUs.
Got it. So kind of like right idea, wrong execution?
Precisely. Gelsinger also pointed to Intel's own struggles in the AI market. They haven't exactly been setting the world on fire with their own offerings.
True, true. They scrapped Falcon Shores, right? And Gaudi hasn't really caught on. It sounds a bit like sour grapes, doesn't it? Like we couldn't make it work, so clearly they're doing it wrong.
I can see why you might say that. It's hard to ignore Intel's relative lack of success in the AI hardware space. Still, it's a valid point about the cost of inferencing. It is expensive, and the high price tag might limit wider adoption.
Definitely a valid discussion point. Any other interesting tidbits from Gelsinger's podcast appearance?
He briefly touched upon quantum computing as the likely next big thing, possibly hitting mainstream by the end of this decade.
Wow, quantum computing? So first, he critiques the current AI landscape, then looks ahead to the next computational frontier. Always thinking ahead, that Gelsinger.
Absolutely. He's got strong opinions, and he's not afraid to share them. It'll be interesting to see how the AI hardware landscape evolves given these critiques. Perhaps Gelsinger's right, and a more cost-effective inferencing solution will emerge.
Only time will tell, I suppose. Thanks for breaking it down for us. Fascinating stuff. Until next time.
And to everyone listening, goodbye, and catch you on the next episode.
Goodbye.